You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan talking Christmas. Buble's always ready. He's just box office, Jordan.
I mean, it's his time of year. Him and Mariah Carey have sort of got kind of Christmas music sorted, you know.
Fat man with the long white beard.
Oh, I was wondering who he's talking about for a second.
Here's the big finish, Jordan.
Don't know if Santa would appreciate Buble calling him a big fat man.
With a long white beard.
Buble might be getting coal under the Christmas tree this year.
Look, he tells it how it is, Michael Buble.
if you insist.
If he,
him and Pauline Hanson both telling it like it is.
Yep. So we'll just leave that there, shall we?
Yeah, if Buble ever got into politics.
Two people that are maybe not as likely to be killed or injured by Christmas trees.
Who, Pauline Hanson and Michael Buble?
Probably Michael Buble out of the two.
I wouldn't say anyone would get killed. How do you get killed by a Christmas tree?
But out of the two, Buble, because he's around them a lot more, right?
Well, out of the... This is a weird discussion to be having.
Probability.
I would say none of them. Neither of them is likely of getting injured by a Christmas tree, because I don't believe Christmas trees injure people.
So a insurance company has conducted a survey over there in the US.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, one in five Americans have reportedly been injured while setting up their Christmas tree this year.
Okay. One in five.
20%. Yep.
If 10 people go to the Christmas tree shop,
that's right.
Two of them are walking away injured.
Yeah, copping a needle to the face, maybe, from if it's a real tree.
What type of injury? Is it just like a paper cut, or is it like a serious injury?
It doesn't go into too many details. I think it covers all injuries, so yeah. All facets of a Christmas tree injury, from taking a pine needle to the face to having a branch knock you in the elbow.
Well, now I think about it. You said it's an insurance company who did the survey.
Correct, yeah.
Probably the injuries would have to be big enough to warrant you claiming insurance. No one's calling up their insurance company going, oh, I've got a paper cut.
Well, the number is 122% higher than last year.
Why is it, I mean, I don't want to say the F word, but is it perhaps fraud?
No, what? What do you mean?
Some people may be
claiming that they've been injured by a Christmas tree.
Claiming that they did take a pine needle to the face.
What, and it was actually just a normal tree.
Well, maybe they just didn't take a pine needle to the face at all.
Of these admitting to their injuries, apparently, most were men. So the blokes having no idea what the hell they're doing.
That doesn't surprise me.
And when it came down to which generation had the most injuries.
Oh, here we go.
The most Christmas tree injuries. Did you want to have a stab at this one?
Look, I mean, I don't want to, you know, defend people, but I would assume perhaps the older generation. I'm looking at maybe baby boomers.
Really?
I would, because like in my head, like maybe, okay, pine needle to the face, that is an injury. Maybe if you're putting up the Christmas tree, you might do your back, or if you have to like reach up a high or reach around, you know, that sort of thing. I that's what I would go with.
5% of baby boomers reported experiencing a Christmas tree related injury.
Only 5? Okay.
24% of millennials.
Millennials?
Finally, we're leading the stats on something.
I don't think it's not just smashed avocados. We can't put up Christmas trees.
Yep. And 27% of Gen Z.
Oh, so we're not even leading the stats.
No, we came close.
Hang on, what's Gen Z? Is Gen Z the one below or above millennials?
Zoomers.
So that's
next one.
So that's the next one younger.
Correct.
Okay.
The ones that use a lot of TikTok, more than you. I know you're on TikTok,
yeah,
but you don't embrace it as much as they do.
I think technically I am because I was born like right on the cusp. I'm either a millennial or a Gen Z.
If you're pre-2000, millennial.
I was born before. Okay, then then I'm a millennial. Cancel that. Then I'm a millennial quite comfortably.
One of us.
And I didn't injure myself while putting up my Christmas tree at home, so clearly I'm not a Gen Z either.
So have you got one?
That's why I didn't injure myself.
You haven't got one. Is there a plan to get one?
We're leaving it very late.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
And Christmas is what, under 10 days away.
So new Christmas tree on the horizon for Jordan.
Look, if anyone's got a Christmas tree that they need and is already set up,
yeah,
get in touch.
So fake or real?
Got to go fake.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Why?
Just like you then.
All right.
Burn for a Wednesday morning. All Sorry, right. That was so mean.
I know. I'm going to have to call up my insurance company.
I've been injured.
I've been injured by someone talking about Christmas trees.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, you know that I'm a bit of a cricket fan.
Yes, you play a straight bat, sometimes a horizontal bat. Sometimes you'll snick it or you'll edge it to third man.
Okay, I feel I have to mention, whenever I say cricket, Simo just kind of says whatever cricket analogy he knows.
Is your hook shot quite good?
We were talking about cricket the other day. It's like, where did you field? Silly mid on?
Were you
and
in
it's
the...
like, no.
Well, it's true because the slackers... You know who the slack ones are in the cricket team, always, right?
Go on.
Because they're in the slip cordon, which is the ones right next to the wicketkeeper. Now, they don't want to be the wicketkeeper because that guy's doing a hell of a lot of work all day.
He's catching, like, pretty much every ball that goes past.
Correct. His hamstrings, by the end of the day, they are not the same with how they began.
Yes.
Right? The guys next to him don't have to catch a hell of a lot of the ball, right? They just stand there and they have the least ground to cover throughout a match. Okay?
I'm not disagreeing with you. Put it that way. I'm not disagreeing with
but
you.
But they are clutch human beings. Mm. They have to be clutch human beings. And by that I mean when the chips are down, when the opportunity is there to catch the ball, they have to. Otherwise they are absolutely just given so much crap at the pub after. Mm. Is that right?
You are 100% correct. Even if they do catch the ball, they're still often given a lot of crap at the pub afterwards.
Yeah. If a cricket team... I'm sorry, I'm just enjoying this analogy.
I know, you're just going, should I pop back later?
No.
Cricket goes for 5 days. How long is this analogy going to go for?
So the slip cordon, the guys next to the wicketkeeper, they're kind of like, if it was the kids in your schoolyard that you had to build a cricket team out of, they're like the jocks. They're like the cool kids, right, that don't want to do a lot of work and just breeze through life.
Yeah.
Right? Then you've got probably your covers, which are your hard workers.
So covers is where is covers? I'm testing your cricket knowledge now.
When you play a cover drive, it goes.
What is a cover drive?
It goes into the covers.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll give you that because there's no other way of explaining where it is.
A lot of hard work done in there. Mm. So that's kind of like your academics. So the ones that are studious work.
How long is this analogy going to go for?
I could go on.
Good. Well, I'm going to stop it there. Talk about the cricket, which is the Big Bash, which is on at the moment, which is the big 2020 competition. I want to talk specifically about the umpires. Have you seen them this year?
No.
There's something different about the umpires this year than was last and previous years.
Okay.
Now, various companies sponsoring teams, it's not unusual, getting the logo on the shirt. Some say Macca's, some say like Vodafone or whatever. Nothing wrong. Umpires, they sometimes get sponsored as well.
Okay.
Sometimes the umpire's shirt will have a fast food brand or something on it.
Yeah, betting companies normally get a big run in the cricket, right?
Betting companies too, yeah. There's a pretty safe bet that there's going to be one of them. No pun intended. However, this year the Big Bash umpires, they're sponsored by a deodorant brand.
Ooh.
An Aussie deodorant brand.
Yeah.
And Simo...
It's not VV, is it?
No, it's not VV.
Oh, okay. Because
VV famous for not being deodorant.
But they've started doing fragrances now. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, they started doing fragrances. Yeah, but if you talk to 10 people on the street, they'd say, oh, is VV a deodorant or a beer? They go, beer, you moron.
Yeah, fair.
Simo, they have decided to get sponsored by a deodorant brand. However, if you were the brand, where would you want your logo positioned on the umpire's shirt to ensure that you get maximum coverage?
Maximum impact. Yeah. On an arm, like a sleeve, near the shoulder, because it's near, subliminal messaging. It's near the armpit. Mm. So that's where their product is normally applied.
Mm.
So therefore, not a bad spot for it.
You're not far off.
Yeah.
Think of the near the armpit bit and add maybe times that by 10.
Chest?
No.
Like here?
No.
Collarbone? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
What?
The actual armpit.
Oh, really?
That is where it is. There is a logo of this particular brand right just sort of above the rib cage.
Wow.
Sort of thing on the side, which when the arms are directly down by the side, you can't see it. However, umpires, they have to make lots of signals.
Yes.
To say, you're out, that's a six, that's a wide, so on, so on.
Mm.
So whenever the umpire is on camera, maybe signaling a six, which is both hands up in the air, the armpit is visible, thus this deodorant brand is also visible there as well.
I think people will start cheering the sixes even more because they don't happen that often, right?
Well, I mean, they happen a fair bit. I mean, it's T20, so it's a lot of sixes and all that sort of stuff being hit.
So they'll be hanging out waiting for the umpire to raise his arms above his head.
I mean, I guess so.
Hmm.
And they'll just be glad that when he does raise his arms above his head, it's like, oh, that smells lovely. Thank you.
Yeah.
What deodorant are you using? Don't tell me. I can read.
It'd be a scandal if it was something else. Like if they're using their own, you know, if they're using Brute and they're supposed to be on Lynx Africa.
Well, they're meant to be using Rexona, so that's the brand.
Oh, well, I'm way out.
And if they're using Lynx Africa, people will go, why are you using that? Not just because you're sponsored by Rexona. Why are you using Lynx Africa? You're not 14. What are you doing, mate?
I was wondering why the pitch smelt like the savannah. Wow.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And so much Christmas stuff going on.
I think I know why.
Because the 25th, we're in the midst of it, as usual.
Yes, Christmas is not far away. If it was July and there's lots of Christmas stuff happening, I'm like, that's a bit bizarre.
Christmas in July?
Yeah. Oh, that's an American thing. Okay,
you picked
yeah.
a dumb month.
Yeah, okay, if it was February and there was also Christmas stuff, there you go.
Well done.
No one's doing Christmas in February.
So, which means we get stuff like this, which is just a delight. Cops dressed as Santa Claus and his elf have jumped into action when they saw a car being stolen this week.
I mean, it does, you know, you would question their authority if a cop dressed as Santa, or even worse, an elf.
Show me your ID.
Show me your ID. It's like an elf walks up to you. It's like, I'm a cop. It's like, I don't believe you.
Show me your ID. Sorry, it's in my beard. And the elf's like, it's in my hat. Just give me one sec.
It's where I store everything.
So the undercover police officer and detective were outside a busy shopping centre on Thursday as part of a holiday enforcement program when they saw three men in the process of stealing a Honda CRV.
Were they actually undercover cops? Like, was that their job or was it just...
They were there undercover dressed as Santa and an elf.
Okay. Again, no one's doing that in February.
Yeah.
People are going to notice.
Yeah. Do you reckon they'll notice that they're cops, though, or they'll just think they're strange?
Yeah. Probably both. Either way, you wouldn't want to go near them.
Yeah. It's not the disguise you'd use.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't use any disguise. That's the whole point of being undercover.
But they are.
I'm undercover. I've got a cape. No one will know. That's not how it works.
Well, clearly it worked here.
I guess so.
Disguised as Santa and an elf.
So someone decided to steal a car in front of them, not realizing. Is that right?
That they were cops, yeah.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Spring into gear.
So do you reckon they could have got the same outcome if they were just in plain clothes?
Yes.
You're probably right, but...
No, yeah. I am right.
Okay, fine. But I endorse this kind of behaviour.
I mean, I think it's brilliant. Yeah. Well, the criminal or something, I don't know if he's gone to jail or whatever the outcome of this was, but just imagine, like, so how did you get nicked? It's like, the Santa Claus and an elf stopped me as I was trying to steal a Honda.
Yeah. Dear. It's like, you're in that holding cell and you're like, how did you get caught? Well, you know... This detective, this hard-nosed detective has been after me for years. How did you get done?
Well, this is going to be a long story. I just had to steal a car and Santa and an elf was there.
And they got me.
Turns out they're undercover cops.
So police video of the incident shows the officer in his elf costume ordering one of the suspects to get on his knees at gunpoint.
Imagine if you were just a kid with a mum who just rocked up to the car park. Mummy, look over there, Santa and an elf. Yes. And there's just an elf pointing a gun.
So the second suspect resisted arrest, according to police, before detective dressed as Santa rushed over to make sure he complied with the order. And then someone apparently yelling off camera, "Get him, Santa!" That's the whole situation went down.
I don't think cops would appreciate this, but I reckon every day of the year they should be dressed as Santa or elves.
Oh, man, so
just
good.
Just comical value.
They weren't there for the whole car theft, by the way.
What do you mean?
It was a sting. It was a stakeout. So they were dressed as the cop and the elf because of apparently there was a lot of Lego theft happening in the store.
Okay.
And so they were there to discover who was thieving thousands upon thousands of dollars of Lego.
Okay.
And instead...
while they were arresting this guy stealing the car, there's just some Grinch tiptoeing out just with a sack full of Lego. It's like, perfect distraction. Yeah,
classic misdirection. It was all planned. It was all planned.
It was all to make a Lego empire.
The Lego heist.
Simo and Jordan.
Well, Simo, I am a millennial, as are you.
Hmm.
And one thing that, you know, millennials kind of get typecast as enjoying all the time would be... Well, I mean, you know what it is.
What, technology or...
No, for breakfast.
Oh, for breakfast. Sorry, I missed that part.
I mean, you missed it because I didn't say it.
Avocado.
Yes.
Yeah.
Another thing that millennials do like as well as the avocados, perhaps not for breakfast, but is beer. I think that's...
For breakfast?
No, not for breakfast.
Well, it's interesting in that we've been thrown in with the avocado-loving millennial label because it's the things that boomers and Gen X just don't get. They just don't understand it.
The brilliance of an avocado.
Yeah, on toast.
I've got about three at home. They're just waiting to get ripe. I can't wait.
Can't wrap their heads around the fact that you would order that out.
Well, Simo, the reason that I bring up avocados and beer is because, well, you wouldn't have thought that you could combine avocados and beer.
Until now.
But yet now we have 2020 is an odd year. Hmm. And Simo, I'm very happy to say that there is a new beer coming on the market very soon called Aussie Avo Ale.
Really?
It is an Australian craft beer company called Grassy Knoll Brewing have teamed up with Australian avocados to create a limited batch of a beer made out of avocados.
Say Grassy Knoll?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Hmm.
That's the name of the company.
Okay.
Simo, I've got some quotes about what this beer tastes like if you're interested.
So they're marketing this as obviously AAA because we've already got, what is it, 4X? This will be 3A.
Yeah, I guess.
AAA?
I would say they're marketing it as beer with avocado in it.
Avocado. What was it? Avocado ale?
Aussie Avo Ale.
There you go. AAA. AAA.
Simo, the little marketing thing says Aussie Avo Ale is a refreshing full bodied cream ale brewed with fresh avocados.
I'm not touching this with a 10-foot pole. You going
here? Why?
No.
I mean, admittedly, I've never had a beer and thought, oh, I wish this could taste more like cream.
I wish this had avocado in it.
Admit it, yes.
Really?
But, you know, I'd give it a crack, I reckon.
Nah, I wouldn't know. I'm not a big man. I'm not a beer man anyway.
No, that is a good
you
point.
You are a beer unit.
I'll drink your portion. Well, maybe I've got some, one of the head brewers. He was the founder of the brewery, actually. His name's Jeff Argent. I've got some quotes from him. Maybe this could convince you otherwise.
Okay, yeah.
So we said, Australian avocados brings an entirely fresh and unique flavour profile to the beer. We've created a beer that hooks into the trend of our cream ales, and adding an avocado has totally opened our minds to exploring and experimenting with more Australian avocado recipes.
Aren't avocados expensive? So this is a craft beer. It's going to be pricey. However, if this means you can order beer for breakfast, then they're on a winner.
I mean, maybe that could be that. I'm not saying no, but maybe when you go into your Sunday brunch, you go to a cafe, you have your poached eggs, you have your mushrooms, you have your sourdough toast.
That's right.
Would you like smashed avocado?
Would you like...
I'll have avocado.
Yeah, I'll have an Aussie.
Maybe not on the plate.
I'll have an Aussie avocado ale, please.
Imagine.
Wow.
Imagine you have smashed avocado with an avocado beer. You could avocado overload.
I think that's what they're doing. I reckon because that's marketing beer for breakfast. That is genius. I think that's...
I don't think they're marketing beer for breakfast.
I think that's the only way I'm going to go near it.
Look, I mean, if you want to do that, by all means, go ahead.
Well, if you've got other options, right, regards to...
Other drinks you can have for breakfast.
No.
Yes, orange juice.
Let's say in the evenings, right?
Okay.
There's plenty of beers on offer, right? Mm. Pale ale, IPAs, et cetera, et cetera. You don't need to get experimental. However, socially acceptable beers pre-9 a.m., there is a limited few, if any.
I'm thinking, what beers are socially acceptable before 9 a.m?
The Aussie avocado ale, my friend.
Can you name another one?
Not yet, but it might be. It'll be the potato gem. The potato gem gold brew. There you go.
Okay, number one, that's not even a thing. Number two, is even eating potato gem socially acceptable before 9 o'clock?
It's just another way to get your carbs, right?
If you'd said sourdough ale, then that would have been fine.
Okay, sorry, yeah, true. No, also, that would be a sourdough dry.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Anyway, there's a new beer coming out made with avocados, and I'm very sorry that Simo has done avocado and breakfast beer-related jokes for the last 3 minutes.
I think that's the aim. Sourdough dry, avocado ale, bacon beverages.
Oh, bacon beverage. I do like that.
That's a good one.
There you go. Open your own brewing. Simo Brewing.
Simo's
bacon beverages.
Simo's breakfast beers.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
How's your relationship with your neighbours?
Yeah, I quite good.
None of you haven't seen each other naked or anything like that through, you know, through blinds that maybe should have been down a little lower.
No. Have you seen your neighbours naked?
No. Well, where I live is a lot of distance between houses, so you might see a blur, but you don't know exactly what you're looking at.
Sebastian Sarah in his binoculars looking out the window.
Telescope, actually.
I can see you.
No. But yours is good?
No, yes. Yeah. Why have you been chatting to my neighbours?
No, no.
Have they been seeing me naked without me knowing?
I'm just wondering.
I do strut around the house at home.
A couple of people living in...
Quickly moving on from that.
A couple of people living in an apartment complex have received a letter from their next door neighbours.
Ooh.
All right. So I just want to find out how you would deal with this if it's floated in through your letterbox.
Okay, yeah, go. What's the letter?
All right, so... Apartment 207 here. I regret to inform you we've begun sleep training our son. After many sleepless nights, thanks to the dreaded 4-month sleep regression, we've decided it is time to start the cry it out method. If you hear cries, please pray for me and know I am also crying and going insane. I'm very sorry for any inconvenience this may cause you. Let's hope that it doesn't last long. I am starting today and I'm going to try for a strong 3 or 4 days. If it doesn't get with the program, I'll give it a week or two and then try again. Please know I am not neglecting him, but I will let him try to self-soothe for 45 to 60 minutes at a time during this period. I will be in the room every 5 to 10 minutes to reassure him he's not alone and it's okay. If you start to feel hatred towards us, just give us a friendly knock on the door and I'll bring you a shot of tequila to mend our neighborship. It's cheap tequila, but it will calm your nerves. It's been tested and proven to work by yours truly. Anyhow, keep us in your prayers and turn the TV volume up. If you need milk, sugar or eggs, we have some. And tequila too. Just saying. You're tired and sorry neighbours, the Wards.
So let me get this straight. So they're all in an apartment block and the neighbours next door, their kid, they've said, okay, no, you're just going to have to cry.
Yeah.
Okay. And they've said, okay, that may be annoying.
Yeah.
But in response, I will give you alcohol.
Correct.
I find that works.
Okay, that passes the Jordan test.
Well, I mean, as you were reading that, I was thinking that there should be some gift given.
Yeah.
My immediate thought didn't go to alcohol, surprisingly.
Okay.
It went to like earplugs.
Oh yeah, nice earmuffs even. Bigger ones.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. But actually, no. Now I do think about it.
Yeah.
Could just pop down to the shop and get those little foamy earplug things and. I'll take the tequila.
The earbuds, yeah. So you reckon it's interesting that you think that the neighbours are due something, though.
Yeah.
Like that they have that kind of right.
Well, I mean, I think the neighbours are due something, and I think you should maybe have a chat to your landlord about getting thicker walls in between the apartment complexes.
Oh, yeah. Egg cartons. It says they've got eggs. Egg cartons work as great soundproofing.
Yeah, just make that call. It's like, yeah, you know how you said eggs? Not interested in them. The cartons, though, just pop them up on the wall.
It's actually a move by them to try and, you know, get more eggs eaten so they got more cartons so they can soundproof the room for their own benefit.
Actually, now I think about it, the neighbours should probably take it a step further with the demanding gifts.
Hmm.
So, yes, I'll need a week's holiday in Fiji. if you could just pay for that. And I'll take the tequila there as well.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end. But only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.